I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1, a service of Nashville Public Radio. We're happy to welcome back pianist Heather Connor from the Blair School of Music. She was here a few weeks ago. Now she's back with some solo piano music, as well as music for piano four hands, along with pianist Caleb Harris later in the program. Heather is the chair of the pre-college piano program at the Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt University. Heather, good to see you again.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Happy to be here. Happy to have you here with music of this great composer, a troubled composer in some ways, Robert Schumann. You're going to be playing selections from his pieces called Kreisleriana. So tell us about that.
Well, Schumann, as you said, was a very tormented soul, unfortunately. He died in an insane asylum, and many people believe that he had a split personality disorder. And in fact, in some of his major piano works, he initials the pieces for those two different sides of his personality. The fiery, passionate side being called Floristan, and so he would initial it the letter F, and then Eusebius, the tender, loving, lyrical side of his personality. Many of those pieces he would dedicate to Clara. In this particular piece, in Kreisleriana, he doesn't label them Floristan or Eusebius, but it does follow a very clear structure. The piece is in eight movements altogether, and the Floristan and Eusebius movements alternate, with all of the Floristan movements being in G minor and all the Eusebius movements being in B flat major. So today I'm just going to play the first movement, which is a Floristan movement, followed by number six, which is a Eusebius movement, and then number seven, which is another, probably the most fiery piece in the collection.
Thank you. Thank you.
Heather Connor, live in Studio C from National Public Radio's Classical 91.1. Heather Connor playing passionate, fierily passionate and intimately passionate music by Robert Schumann. We heard movements 1, 6, and 7 from the 8-movement work called Kreisleriana. Great music by Robert Schumann, played by Heather Connor, live in Studio C. Wonderful music. It's great to hear this music. Heather is going to be joined now by pianist Caleb Harris for music of Igor Stravinsky from the great, groundbreaking, to say the least, ballet The Rite of Spring.
That's
music
for sure.
Early in the 19th century, of course, by Igor Stravinsky. We're going to be hearing a bit of it. Heather, tell us about this.
Well, as you mentioned, this was probably the most famous musical event in history in 1913 when the orchestral version of this piece premiered in Paris. There were riots after the performance, and people didn't know quite what to think of that piece. So hopefully that won't be the reaction at Blair when we play it on Friday, but I'm sure it won't. But this is the forehand version, which Stravinsky actually wrote this version first, and he played the first part of it with Debussy as the other pianist.
Oh my goodness.
Which is amazing. So it's obviously a massive work, about 35 to 40 minutes in length. And today, Caleb and myself are just going to play the first part of the first half of the piece, The Adoration of the Earth, The Dances of the Adolescent Girls, and The Game of Abduction. And then we're going to take a brief pause and play The Sacrificial Dance at the very end, which is perhaps the most famous part of the work, the very conclusion of the second part.
Music of Igor Stravinsky, of course, played live in Studio C in a piano four hands version by Heather Connor and Caleb Harris. We heard from the first section of The Rite of Spring, Introduction, Adoration of the Earth, The Dance of the Adolescent Girls, and The Game of Abduction. And then the finale from the second part, The Sacrificial Dance. Great music by Stravinsky and amazing in a piano four hands version. It's also amazing that he performed that with Claude Debussy. Would you like to have heard that?
Yes, we would have loved to hear that.
Caleb Harris joined Heather Connor, of course, for this music by Stravinsky. Caleb is a freelance pianist and conductor. And is it okay to mention that other part that you guys are?
Absolutely, yeah. It's good to mention that we're married, and I think since this piece involves us playing in about every possible configuration with each other, that's very helpful.
Close quarters, absolutely.
Yes, it's helpful to like the person that you play this piece with, because
especially that music.
There might be some injuries involved, but so far we're lucky. No, none so far. Yeah.
And even after learning it, we still like each other.
That's great. Well, what are the particulars of your concert that's coming up Friday?
Well, it's Friday, April 22nd at 8 p.m. in Turner Recital Hall. So on the first half, I'll be playing the Little Schumann Romance in F-sharp major, opus 28, number 2, followed by Kreisleriana, pieces that we heard today, opus 16. And then we'll have an intermission. And then on the second half is the complete Rite of Spring with Caleb Harris. Yeah,
course,
it will be very different halves.
The Turner Hall at the Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt University, of course.
Of course.
Thank you both so much for playing for us today.
Thank you. It's
fun to be
here.
It's a pleasure to be back.
I'm Will Griffin. Up next week, wonderful guitarist, Silvio Chule is back. Silvio was a very fine student at MTSU. He's now on the faculty at Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina. Great classical guitarist, and he also plays authentic flamenco music as well, so maybe we'll hear some of that as well. Our thanks to our engineer, Carl Peterson. He made us sound good on the radio today. And our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee as well for supporting Live in Studio C on Classical 91.1.